All right. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're diving into p5.js, specifically transformations.
Ooh, transformations.
Yeah, we're talking about making things move, making them spin, grow, shrink, all that good stuff.
Cool.
And, we've got a little bit of everything in the source material for this one. We've got some YouTube tutorials, some like serious university level stuff, even went to Wikipedia. But don't worry, we're going to break it all down and make sure it makes sense.
Sounds fun. It's interesting because this topic, I mean, it seems really simple on the surface,
Oh, yeah.
but then you get in there and you're like, wait a minute, this is kind of messing with my
Totally.
whole world.
Like, it reminds me of that coding train video, where he's trying to get that rectangle to spin. And at first, you're like, oh, rotate, easy. And
Yeah.
then it's like, oh, it's not.
It's not that easy, is it?
It's not that easy. It's like, have you ever tried to draw a perfect circle while riding a merry-go-round?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen the way that you think it's going to happen.
Exactly. It's like a whole
Ooh.
world is moving.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy because with transformations, that's really what it is. It's not about moving the object, it's about changing your perspective of the canvas.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like instead of me spinning the rectangle, I'm actually spinning the whole artboard underneath it.
Oh, so I'm not moving the thing. I'm moving the whole
Yeah.
world around the thing.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay, I see, I see.
And that's where translate comes in.
Okay, translate.
So translate in p5.js allows us to reposition where we are drawing.
Okay, yeah.
So it's kind of like, imagine if we are drawing on a piece of paper and I say, okay, pick your pen up and let's move over here before we start drawing.
Right.
But here's the thing, and this is what that coding train video with the physical demonstration does so well, is you're not moving the object. You're actually shifting the grid of the canvas itself.
So it's not that the rectangle like teleported.
Exactly.
It's that the whole world moved around the rectangle to make it look like it's in a different place.
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
So it's all about shifting that underlying coordinate system. And once you can wrap your mind around that, it unlocks all sorts of cool things that you can do.
But then doesn't it say something about accumulation too?
Yes.
So
Like
you can get.
it can get messy quickly.
Yeah.
So each translate command that you give builds upon the previous one.
Oh boy.
Right. It's like if I'm giving you directions and I say go 2 blocks north, then turn east. Well, each instruction depends on where the last one left you
Oh,
off.
yeah.
So if you're not careful, you're going to end up lost, or in this case, you're going to end up with, shapes flying off the canvas.
Oh, like totally in the wrong place, not where I thought they were going to be.
Yeah. Those runaway shapes are not a good look.
Not the artistic vision I was going for.
Exactly. So you've got to be mindful of the order of your translate commands and how they all relate to one another.
So it really is like I'm building.
A tower.
It's like building a tower of blocks, and
Yeah.
every block you place is dependent on the one below it.
Not
So you got to
great.
think about the order in which you do things. Gotcha. So that's moving around. And then there was something about rotate, right?
Yes. So once you've mastered the art of moving our canvas around, now we want to talk about spinning it.
Okay.
And that is where rotate comes in.
All right, rotate. So rotate, that sounds pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Just spin the thing.
This has been the thing, right?
But I remember even with that, there was that, oh, what was it? The point of origin that like messes things up.
Yes, the point of origin. This is key. And it goes back to what we were saying about translate, how translate actually shifts the entire canvas.
Right.
Well, that new origin point, that becomes crucial when we start bringing in rotate. Because that becomes the pivot point around which everything spins.
So it's like if you're spinning a globe, you got to
Yes.
be careful where you're holding it, otherwise it's going to go flying.
Exactly. And just to make things even more fun or more confusing, depending on how you look at it, we have to talk about degrees versus radians.
Oh yeah. I had to flag that one
Come do it.
because I was looking at it and I was like, I like to make things spin, but radians, I don't know what those are.
Yeah, radians, those pi symbols can be a little intimidating,
They're very intimidating.
especially when you just want to make something spin.
Yeah, like, is it even possible to understand what a radian is
Wow.
without like a PhD?
Chuckles.
Yeah.
You definitely do not need a PhD to understand it.
Okay, good.
But p5.js does give you the option to stick with good old angle mode degrees, which is, I think, much more intuitive for most people.
Okay, so I can use degrees, I don't have to use radians.
Yeah, so think of it like this. Would you rather use a 12-hour clock or a 24-hour clock?
Yeah, that makes sense.
They both tell time, right? But one just might feel a little bit more natural.
Yeah, I can do military time, but
Yeah.
it's not my favorite.
It's not as intuitive, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that same idea, like, we can use degrees, we're good. We can leave those radians to the mathematicians for now.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little less intimidated.
Although I do have to say, about the radians.
Okay.
It's like, degrees are like measuring a piece of string with a ruler.
Okay.
You're comparing it to a fixed scale, right?
Okay.
But radians are more like, if you take that piece of string and you wrap it around a circle.
Oh.
And you're thinking about the angle that it makes based on the length of that string.
Huh. Okay.
It's a different way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
It clicks for some people. It might come in handy someday.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another time.
There you go.
When I'm not intimidated.
Exactly.
Okay. But moving on.
Yeah.
Because the El Alto University people
they love
this push and pop thing.
Yes. Push and pop.
And I will be honest, when I was reading it, I was like, this kind of sounds like.
Like layers.
Layers in Photoshop.
Yes. It's a great analogy.
Right.
I use it all the time.
Okay.
So imagine you're working on this big, beautiful drawing.
Okay.
And you want to try out a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to mess up your original work.
Right.
So you take like a piece of tracing paper.
Mm-hmm.
You lay it over your drawing. And you try out that new idea on the tracing paper.
Okay.
Push is like putting down that fresh sheet of tracing paper. You can experiment.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
Without messing it up?
Without messing up the good stuff.
I like it.
And then pop is like lifting that tracing paper off.
Okay.
So anything you drew on that tracing paper, it's contained.
It stays there.
It's safe. It's separate.
That makes so much sense.
Right.
Okay.
It's all about control, organization.
Yeah. So you're not like in that drawing game where everyone folds the paper and you end up with, you know, something crazy.
You don't want that with your transformations.
Okay. So push and pop. Good. Got it.
Got it.
Okay. But then the Alto University people, they were also saying that the order that you do these transformations in really, really matters.
Yes.
Is that where the accumulation thing comes back?
It all ties together. Right.
Okay. So the order that you apply, translate, rotate, scale, it can dramatically change the end result.
Oh, dude.
Like, if I tell you to turn left, then right, versus right, then left,
yeah,
you're going to end up in a totally different place.
Okay.
So you have to be very deliberate.
So translate, then rotate is different from rotate, then translate.
Exactly. It all depends on how each transformation is impacting that coordinate system of the canvas.
Okay. So I have to think about...
You got to think about it.
What's happening
yes.
on my canvas as I'm doing it.
Visualize it. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Like, imagine it's a stage production, right? So first... You move the scenery into place. That's your translate.
Okay.
And then your actors, they strike a pose. That's rotate.
Okay.
But if you try to do it the other way around, it's going to get messy.
Right, right. So order matters.
Okay. So it's powerful, but also easy to mess up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a double-edged sword.
All right. So we've talked about moving the canvas, spinning the canvas, this push-pop thing,
uh-huh.
which I think I'm getting.
Yes.
But now I have to ask, because you know there's always that one friend who, like, when you say transformation.
Oh, I know exactly where you're going.
They're like, but the Matrix.
The Matrix.
Have you guys talked about the Matrix yet?
Of course, the Matrix. We can't forget about the Matrix.
Because behind all this is...
Behind the scenes, working its magic.
Right.
It's like the backstage crew of a theater production, right?
Okay.
You don't see them, but they're the ones making sure that everything runs smoothly.
Right. Moving the sets.
Exactly. They're moving the sets. They're controlling the lights.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
So that's what the Matrix is doing.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes it less scary.
Right. A little less intimidating.
Yeah. Because when I see all those numbers, I'm like...
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Likely.
But the good news is you can do a lot with P5.js transformations.
Okay.
Without ever having to dive deep into the Matrix.
Okay. Good.
But it's good to know it's there.
It's good to know what's happening.
It's good to know it's there.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Okay. Exactly. So we've got translate, rotate. We've got our little push and pop safety net.
Yes.
We peeked at the Matrix.
We did.
But how does this all work in practice?
Right.
Because, you know, some of those Alto University code examples.
They get pretty wild.
They got a little complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, how do you use all this together?
So it's like learning a new dance move.
Okay.
At first, you're going to step on some toes.
Yeah, you're going to be really bad at it.
You're going to be terrible.
Yeah.
But you have to learn those individual steps.
Okay.
And once you have those down, you can start putting them together
okay.
into something beautiful, something complex, something amazing.
It's almost like You know those geometric patterns you see in Islamic art?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like all these little transformations
It is.
coming together.
It's like that spirograph we
Yes,
used to play with.
the spirograph. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't thought about that in forever.
Simple tools, endless possibilities. And what's really cool is with those more intricate setups, that's where push and pop, they really shine.
How so?
So, like, imagine you're trying to animate a tree swinging in the wind. You can use Translate to make the trunk kind of sway back and forth. But then for each individual leaf, you could use push and pop to make them fall straight down.
So they're not also swaying?
Exactly. They're independent. Like, imagine a choreographer
They
working with dancers on a stage.
Okay.
Some dancers can be twirling,
Yeah.
some can be gliding, but they're all working together
Okay, I like it.
to create this beautiful performance.
So I could have like a whole bunch of stuff happening on my canvas,
Yes.
all with different transformations.
Absolutely. And
It
it
will still look
organized chaos.
okay, controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos. There you go.
All right, so I'm picturing like swirling galaxies,
Yes.
stars with their own orbits,
There you go.
maybe even some comets flying through.
And that brings us perfectly to our final thought, right? Remember we talked about that solar system
Oh,
challenge?
you don't want me to actually code this, do you?
No. Unless you're up for it.
Not
But
today.
imagine if you were going to. How would you approach it?
Okay, so I'd start with my sun
Okay.
right in the middle
In the center of our
of
universe.
my digital universe, yes.
Exactly.
Okay, and then I'm going to use Translate to put all my planets where
Yes.
they're supposed to be.
Each planet gets its own translate to define its orbit.
Right, and then rotate
Yes.
to make them spin
To
around.
make them spin
That's
at
fun.
their own pace. Right. And here's where it gets really fun. You can have moons orbiting those planets with their own nested transformations.
So each moon is moving based on where its planet is and where the sun is.
It's like this beautiful cosmic dance.
Oh, that's
It's like
amazing.
those intricate clock mechanisms with
Yes.
all the gears turning together.
Okay, that's incredible.
It's amazing how something as complex as a solar system can be broken down into these simple transformations.
Just
It's
understand.
all about the relationships and the order of operations.
So to everyone listening, if you ever look up at the night sky and go, whoa,
Yes,
you can make
you
that.
can create that in p5.js. You don't have to start with a solar system. Maybe it's a Ferris wheel. Maybe it's a flock of birds.
Something simpler.
Or even just a single perfectly rotating square. The point is, experiment. Play around with it.
Get in there.
See what you can create.
Because that's really what transformations are.
It's about taking something ordinary and giving it movement, giving it
This is
life,
very
a
cool.
whole new dimension.
All right, so much to think about.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time.